今年的作文题相对于往年要简单一些。
This year's essay topic is relatively simpler than previous years.
感觉都挺贴合生活的。
Feels quite realistic.
都中规中矩。
All are within the ordinary.
大部分考生呢都应该有所可写。
Most candidates should have something to write about.
它主要有三个变化。
It has three main changes.
第一个变化是出题组交出了一份有呼吸感的卷子。
The first change is that the question-making group submitted a test paper that felt alive.
往年的高考作文题啊。
The topic of the college entrance exam essay.
都是宏大端正的啊。
All are grand and magnificent.
有一种威严感。
There is always a sense of solemnity.
生怕你读不出他的深意。
Afraid you won't understand his meaning.
读不出他的良苦用心。
I can't tell what he's really thinking.
但是他有一个最大的问题。
But he has a major problem.
那就是跟我有什么关系。
What's the relationship?
但今年的题目呢？
But the questions in this year's exam are...
命题人把镜头拉到了书桌前。
The questioner pulled the camera closer to the desk.
从你应该思考什么
？From what you should think about.
变成了你有没有真正注视过自己的生活
？Have you ever truly looked at your own life?
今年的题啊，传递的信号很清楚。
The questions this year clearly convey a message.
高考作文不再讲你背出来的。
High school entrance exams no longer require rote memorization.
深刻，开始奖励活出来的思考了。
Let's start with the deep thinking that comes from reading.
注意这句话啊。
Pay attention to this sentence.
对那些真正读过书、观察过生活。
For those who have truly read books and observed life.
对自己诚实的考生来说。
For candidates who are honest with themselves.
这是近几年最友好的命题方向。对。
This is the most friendly way to ask a question in recent years.
只会套模板的。
Those who only use templates.
人家说呢。
Everyone says so.
那就会很头疼。
That would be a headache.
那写这样的作文呢。
Write such an essay.
你没有必要是宏大叙事。
You don't need to study.
因为文中着重一个我的理解的变化。
Because the text emphasizes a particular interpretation that I understand.
那考生应该通过我的变化与成长，进一步观察到时代与世界的变化。
The candidate should further observe the changes in society and the world through my transformation and growth.
而不是一上来就纵观世界。
Instead of immediately surveying the world.
同时呢，可以体现出我之前认识的和我之后认识的对比。
At the same time, it can also reflect the transformation I have experienced from knowing people before to knowing them later.
从这个对比中
From this comparison,
我看到了怎样的宏观变化
What macro changes did I see?
这也是可行的行文方式
This is also a feasible macro approach.
那这里呢，肯定要扣三个遍：世界的、时代的、历史的。
So here there must be a history from the three worlds.
但是啊，更重要的是涉及个人和情感。
But more importantly, it involves personal and emotional aspects.
那具体再说全国一卷的变化，词语这个题目啊。
So what about the specific topic of changes in vocabulary across the entire country?
它的入口极小。
Its entrance is very small.
但是纵深极大。
However, the depth is very large.
从考你能背什么变成了考。
From testing what you can memorize to testing.
你有没有活过想过？全国一卷说让你选一个词。
Have you ever thought about what a national exam question would be?
你对它的理解怎么变了？
How has your understanding of him changed?
这根本没有办法套模板的。
This is completely impossible to use a template.
你背一百段名言也没有用。
Having memorized 100 famous quotes is useless.
因为阅卷老师啊，要看的是你这个人，是你的经历。
Because the examiner is looking at your experience.
你的转折啊，是怎么得来的？
Where did your turn come from?
而不是有话可说。
Instead of having something to say,
就能拿高分。
You can get a high score.
在你的成长过程中，
During your growth,
你对哪一个词语的理解发生了变化？
Which word's meaning has changed?
趁势从某个词的流变入手。
Starting from the flow of a word.
从小见大，看个人环境社。
From a young age, I have been exposed to a wide range of environments and experiences.
环境的发展。
A development of the social environment.
比如说故乡。
For example, hometown.
比如说故人啊。
For example, old friends.
这都是比较好的词。
These are all good words.
那好的写法是什么呢？
What is a good writing style?
选择词要能承载两层。
Choose words that can carry two layers of meaning.
你的私人体验加上时代的光影。
Your personal experience combined with the light of the times.
比如说写故乡，小时候觉得是落后的。
For example, when I was a child, I thought my hometown was backward.
要逃离的。
To escape.
后来看到高铁通了，民宿起来了。
Later, I saw that the high-speed rail had become a local custom.
年轻人的项目回来了。
The project is back.
故乡的人们的思维发生变化了。
The way of thinking of the people in my hometown has changed.
故乡也变成了根。
My hometown has become a root.
这样呢，个人的小我就长成了大我。
So I grew up to be taller than my parents.
所以这些题目啊
，So these questions.
他问的不是一个遥远的宏大的。
He didn't ask for a distant, grand.
跟你没有关系的话题。
Topics that have nothing to do with you.
他问的是一个你自己用过的、想过的。
He asked about something that you have personally experienced and thought about.
后来理解变了的一个词。
A word that was later understood differently.
我让我们来写是吧
？Let's write it, shall we?
结合时代有哪些好词呢
？What are some good words that fit the times?
你比如说故乡、平凡、慢、妥协，这些词呢都有故事。
For example, words like hometown, ordinary, compromise, etc. all have stories. Well,
但是选伟大、复兴这些词啊。
But choosing words like great revival and revival,
那就比较难写。
That makes it more difficult to write.
因为你没有办法小化。
Because you can't shrink.
没有办法个人化。
There is no way to personalize it.
那我们再说全国二卷。
Then let's talk about the second volume of the national curriculum.
全国一卷问你变了什么。
What has changed in the country?
全国二卷问的是你没丢什么。
The second volume of the national exam asks you to not lose anything.
那它的题目是日月与汉江。
The title is Sun, Moon, and Han River.
日月不是其题啊。
The sun and moon are not his or her slash their slash our slash your slash their slash our slash your slash their slash our slash your slash their.
哒哒哒哒，汉江。
Dar dar dar, the Han River.
不是其源。
Not its source.
这个题目啊，它的立意很稳。
This title is very solid in its meaning.
但是写出新意很难。
However, it is difficult to come up with new ideas.
难点在于什么呢？
What's the difficulty?
在于容易写成正确的废话。
It's easy to write correct nonsense.
如果你满篇都写。
If you write everything.
我们要坚守初心啊。
We must stay true to our original intentions.
中华文明源远流长。
Chinese civilization is long-standing and profound.
那就是没有血肉的。
That's not something that can be done.
怎么破局呢？
How to break through?
破局的方法是找一个具体的圆来写。
The way to break through is to write a specific circle.
比如说，爷爷辈的手艺，家乡的某种变化。
For example, if the skills of the older generation have been enhanced,
或者说你在低谷时期支撑你的那个信念是什么？
Or what belief sustained you during your low point?
这都能与日月不是齐提。
This is like the sun and moon not knowing their own fate.
能套得上。
Can be used.
这就是典型的材料加说明的阐述。
This is a typical example of explaining a material with accompanying explanations.
只是呢，这个切题不是很容易精确。
However, this is not easy to do accurately.
那肯定会有人写跑题的啊。
Of course, someone will write off-topic articles.
今天这批题啊，最好的地方在于。
The best thing about this batch of questions today is...
但不怕考生写小。
But don't worry if the exam paper is short.
是怕考生写空。
To prevent candidates from writing blank answers.
它的门槛很低。
Its barrier is low.
但是天花板很高。
But the ceiling is very high.
这正是好作文题应该有的样子。
This is exactly what a good essay topic should be like.
总体来看呢，
Overall,
北京的量是最大的，玩最花。上海的题目呢，朴实无华。
The biggest challenge in Beijing is to play the most elaborate game, while the most straightforward question in Shanghai is to play the most simple game.
并且呢，从什么角度都可以切入。
And from any angle, it can be approached.
哪种题材呢？
What kind of theme?
都不会受限制。
No restrictions.
什么样经历的人呢都能有感而发。
What kind of experience can make people feel moved?
所以说上海的题更符合一个好题目的标准。
Therefore, the theme of Shanghai is more suitable for a good headline.